Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.
Van Halen met Job hier op die Groot Breakfast. Oké, okay, en man, jy weet, hier is een van die gasten as jy die stem hoor, nee. Dan ga jy sommer onmiddellik voel, joh, ek ken ek hierdie stem, ek het hom so baie gehoor. As jy enigszins by Lusko ooit jy lewe was, nee, dan sal jy hierdie stem baie vinnig en baie goed herken. En dit is so lekker, want daar sit so opgewondenheid in hierdie persoonse stem. En as jy by Lusko, dit is so tastbaar, want skielik word dit wat in die vliegtuig gebeur, die Engels sê dit so mooi, it comes alive, nee.
Dit is rarig asof die oomblik wanneer hy sy mond oopmaak, is jy in hy vliegtuig.
Dit voel so. En jy weet precies, dit voel of jy pelle is met die over die vliegtuig vlieg, want jy weet hoe jy ken hom so.
Ja, 100%.
Brian Eamon is the voice of Air Shows in South Africa. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and morning to Sharunika. And I was now just listening to this song, Jump, and I thought, good heavens, you guys are clever, because that's what we play when the skydivers jump out of a serviceable aeroplane.
Let me tell you, Brian, I had the privilege of sitting right next to you at the Wonderboom issue a while back, and I did not realize the amount of production. Look, I had an idea, but once I sat next to you and I watched you and your whole team, how everything's coordinated and planned, I did not even realize that there's so much planning and fine, like to the second, that goes into planning an issue like that.
Well, yeah, you're correct. And I must say, oh, I just whacked my nose with a phone. that's a first. So, firstly, the intro that you gave me, I feel absolutely honored. Thank you very much. The music alone takes quite a few hours because we try and synchronize music that is relative to aviation. In other words, if the jet comes in, it's the Top Gun anthem. But you've got to change because people come to shows every week. And a lot of people, guys like you, that you know, you see in the crowd, you're there. So you don't want to hear the same music all the time. So the sequence that you've just played now, Jump from Van Halen, we actually start with Final Countdown while they're getting ready in the aeroplane. Then we, as they exit, so you got to be sharp and fast. It's Jump, and then immediately Tom Petty's Free Falling.
Oh, wow.
Right? You got 6 seconds of Free Falling, so it's got to be edited hot. And then we change the tempo, we change the mood, and we come in with On a Clear Day, You Can See Forever. And I change the word forever. You can see Wonderboom, Waterkloof, Swartkop, whatever, you know. So that's one of the little trade secrets that makes it special.
I want to just sketch this a little bit more because, I mean, again, just observing this, for you it's second nature, it just happens for you. But I watched you, and I mean, I do productions as well, and I was flabbergasted because now you're sitting there, you've got your whole team in the bus behind you. They're running the screens, the streaming, the live streaming, they're running the music, everything. Like you said, it's to the second that it needs to happen. And then you're sitting there in front of you, you've got your microphone, you've got loads of people just wanting to talk to you as well. You need to run the show. You're listening out to two radios. You're listening to the pilots talking to themselves, and you're listening to the actual feed that's coming in that you're going to broadcast so everybody else can hear, smoke on, go, everything else. And it's unbelievable how many things takes place at once, and you're just like running with it.
Yeah, you have to concentrate and work. I work a diamond, as I call it, or a triangle. Roger, who sits in the van, he's the senior music producer. So he's controlling the mixer. He's got about 18 channels. He's got radio links. He's got music hot. We've got hot cue as well.
Yes.
So hot cue is like you guys have. When you hit that button, the song comes up, and all I want is relevance. So if I was commentating on Sharunika now, the skydiving, and I look up and I say, well, folks, I wonder how you feel about this beautiful lady that's skydiving. And suddenly I show just the glance. And immediately over the speakers, you'd hear, "Isn't she lovely?"
That's,
you know, that would be all Pretty Woman. Or, so the producer is reading me all the time. For example, Nigel Hopkins, you know, now he flicks it and flicks it. And I say, "Folks, we're going to quickly go over to Nigel. Nigel, how are you feeling?" And you get dizzy. I'm so dizzy.
But only, so funny.
You know, that's so that adds, that brings it out of commentary into entertainer, you know, where you become the entertainer. You are the link between all those guys that are doing incredible stuff up there and, you know, like the fan break with the Silver Falcons. As they arriving, I'm watching the producer. He's got his finger hot, and we use the Hallelujah chorus. It's beautiful. So as they break, and you've got five aeroplanes with smoke going all over the sky, you yell, "Hallelujah." You know, it's tricks of the trade.
Man, let me tell you. And also, I just want to make sure people understand the amount of work that goes into this. We're going to get to all the stuff, how it all started for you in the beginning and so on. But then you're sitting there. I mean, for you, that's been doing it for years, I think most of this is in your head already. You know these things. You know the specs of the aircraft and so forth. But, I mean, I watched the file that Bev showed me, your wife, and she showed me the amount of prep that you need to know. You've got the CVs of each of those pilots, a proper in-detail CV. You've got each and every aircraft. You've got all their specs written out there. And then you can just commentate on all of that. But it's not two or three papers. Like, it's a whole file.
Oh, yeah, it's a whole book. You can imagine a Waterkloof. South African air shows are easy now for me because I've done them so long. And we don't have that many performers. But when you suddenly get, when you get the big shows, like, and you've got the Red Arrows and you've got F-16s from America, then you've got to really be sharp because you don't know the guy, you know. So you've got a few minutes to various, like doing international rugby. You've got to quickly get to know the players, where they are, what they do. Same as air shows. You know, study the guy's technique. Try and get a chat with him just to sort of find out what is he like, what are his dislikes. For example, during the Waterkloof, the big famous SAF 75, I went to the Indian guys and I said, "Hey, how are you guys enjoying South Africa?" And the guys turned around and said to me, "Well, one of their highlights is eating the, I won't mention the name because I was briefed, the spicy chicken." You know, the one. So I said, "Oh, well, that's awesome." You know, and I mentioned it on air, and of course, they've got a roar. Now, you can imagine when you've got about 80,000 people laughing because you're talking about this famous chicken.
Yeah.
You know? So, that's all that, you know, the big thing is you've got to enjoy. Just like when I listen to you, the two of you on the radio, I hear the enjoyment. You are enjoying what you're doing. You know, it's a pleasure. I mean, come on, waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, getting to the studio and sounding like, you know, it's just, this is my life. And that's what it's like for you. That's what it's like for me. When I go to an air show, you saw how, and I was honored to have you there. And it was nice to share a day in my life with you. So you could see, you know, how the longest part of my day is to eat a boerewors roll. And the most difficult. So if you had to ask me, what is the most difficult part of your job? It's not commentating on this or that. It's having lunch because it takes a long time.
Yes.
Brian, I've got to ask you, obviously, I like the fact that you're drawing the parallels between what we do and what you do. But obviously, you mentioned all the prep sheets that you have and you need to know these guys. Yes, you prep beforehand, but do you practice beforehand?
No, not any. I used to, but this I share with everybody. If you do not get butterflies,
yes,
yeah.
If you do not get butterflies,
yes,
then stop doing it.
Exactly.
Because if you sitting in that studio and you're waiting for that red light to come on and you're not getting that little flutter, then you are overconfident and you're not giving your best.
Amen.
That's what I say, and it's worked for me for over 40 years. If I get on that stand, whether it's a high tower or it's sitting at ground zero, I stop, I stand dead still, and I just sort of close my eyes, get that sensation that tells me, you go out here and you do it. And for me, you as one person in that crowd, if you enjoy it, I'm talking to you. I don't talk to 80, 90, 100,000.
Correct.
Because if it's good for you, listen, I listen to you now on the radio. You guys were talking to me. It was interesting for me. And if it's interesting for me and I was enjoying it, then so were the millions that are tuned into you.
Sure. Wow. But, Brian, the thing is, I mean, you've been doing it for years. Loads and loads of air shows. But the thing is, I want to go back, and we're going to take a break now quickly. But when we get back, I want to chat to you about that very first air show. If I'm correct, it was 1984, right? I want to go back to that. I want to just sketch that one a bit. Because, I mean, that must have been incredible and so much stress and stuff. I don't know. That's just what I would think how it would be. But let's talk about that right off.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 95.5.
All right, dis Danny Smoke met Stadig hier op die Groot Breakfast. 22 minute na 8. Dis verseker nie hoe die vliegtuie daar oorkom. Ja, hulle kom baie vlug al.
Ek wou net sê, maak gou daai geluid.
Ja, precies.
Brian, if you ever need someone to record sounds for those hotkeys, please call Ruben. He's been practicing his jet sounds.
I'll do that.
let me tell you, when I spoke to you on Lieutenant Colonel Scott Logie as well, man, I was like a little kid when he rocked up here. Thank you so much for organizing that for us. By the way, for somebody that's just tuning in now, it was all Brian's help that helped us to get to Scott Lowe, because Brian knows everybody in aviation. So thank you so much for arranging that. But what a guy, Brian.
Yeah, no, good guy.
Yeah.
Good guy.
We had a great time. Oh. So let's go all the way. Let's rewind, Brian. I mean, we've spoken now. We've colored it in what it entails doing an air show. It's a lot of work. A lot of stuff happens at the same time. It is crazy. I think you probably sleep so well after a day like that, because I can imagine that you're so tired after a day like that. But 1984, take us back. How on earth did it happen when you found out that you're going to do your very first air show?
Well, my background originally is theater, live theater. I was a stage director. Well, not, you work to get to stage director. I was a stage manager and ended up as a stage director. And sound was part of my portfolio, sound design. I was never a lighting guy. I was the sound guy. Mm-hmm. And working in a ultra-modern theater, beautiful, one of the sixth best in South Africa at the time. So I worked for an operation called PACOFS, which is similar to PACT, and I worked with PACT as well for a while. So a guy came to me, a friend of mine, and he said he wants to have an air show and he needs some sound equipment. So I said, well, that shouldn't be a problem. And he said, would I like to attend a meeting? And I went along and had all these pilots sitting around, and I saw that they actually lacked somebody that's got a little bit of creative capability. So I said to him, okay, I've never done an air show. Never. I've been to a few. I've never done an air show.
Can I just interrupt you there quickly? So up until that point, what happened at air shows? Was there a previous voice, or was it just
know.
Nothing?
I don't know. I went to a very big one at a place called Bloomsprate.
Yes.
That's a SAF base. Yeah. And I found, and I'm now not going to be facetious, but the sound wasn't all that good. It was little trumpet loudspeakers, lots of them, but, you know, small little trumpets. And me being a sound engineer, I was sort of, no, you must have nice cabinets. You must have good sound. So, yeah, that's all I can, you know, I stood there, I listened, the commentary was excellent because they used pilots doing it, but they didn't have the creative capability of theater in the sky.
Oh.
In other words, that's a stage and let's make it happen in the sky. So I created a opening which I don't think this country's ever seen like that. I had drum majorettes. I had marching bands. I had lots of smoke. I had helicopters flying in the VIP. So you can imagine, people love that. Red carpet, in comes the chopper. The mayor gets out. In those days, it was just the mayor and the mayoress. There weren't the bodyguards, and you know, because there wouldn't be a chopper big enough. So they'd go at the next chopper, and this was rah-rah. And the people loved it. The skydivers came down. They had flags. They had smoke. And they handed over a scroll. There was actually nothing on that scroll. But there was nothing on it. But that scroll was now the scroll opening the show. And the mayor had one line to say, "I hereby declare this air show open." Wow. And of course, people loved that.
Yes.
And they loved the sound, because all of a sudden, we had nice sound. You know, we had cabinets. We had proper nice. I've got to be so careful that I don't say the names. Anyway, well-known brand from America, outstanding sound. And all of a sudden, this now really kind of happened. But I didn't know that the organizer of the famous Durban air show, the big one, the one at that stage, and still last year they brought the show back in and won best air show in the country. So that guy was there, and he saw all this, and he kind of was trying to get hold of me. Eventually he did, and he said, "Would you come to Durban to do the Durban?" That was my second air show, and wow. I thought, good heavens, I've only started, and now I'm doing the Durban air show. And I went to Durban, and we did it, and I got beautiful write-ups, because it's logical. It was the new kid on the block. It was different sound. And my trick was the music, you know, playing all the little songs in the background. The Spitfire was flying at that time. So we had the Battle of Britain theme, and we'd fade down so you could hear the Rolls-Royce Merlin engine. So we did all these, and it just took off. It was like a whole new, and at the same time, Scully Levine, we all started together. Scully brought in a four ship of aircraft. Dennis Spence started with his. So we had, it was a cigarette brand, the first four ship, and the other guys were the tie-up guys were now, they that time were flying, I don't even know what it is. A vodka. They were a well-known vodka.
Yeah, yeah.
When they went on, that sponsorship lasted 19 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we, you know, that's how it all started. And from there, it just went on and got bigger. And we had to buy more equipment, created more jobs because we had to put it up, more vehicles. And yeah, today we have a fleet of 18 vehicles, including a great big truck that carts, you know, you've got 3 tons of equipment around. When we do, that's the big shows. When you come to Watercliffe, we've just been awarded the contract to do all the sound yet again, which is a big honor.
Correct.
For AAD, Africa Aerospace and Defense.
Can't wait.
That's like the mother show now.
Mm.
So, started off humble beginnings. And you know what's interesting? Just like you, when you start off, you are unknown factor.
Mm.
But as soon as people see, hey, wow, you know, we got to get in here. We want a slice of this cake. So the watch guys, you know, came on board, the famous Big B.
Mm.
And they said, you know, would you wear one of our watches? Come on.
Exactly.
No, I won't. I don't want to wear your horrible watch.
Would I not ask you? And then the famous Peri Peri Chicken came on board. and so did a few very nice vehicles come on board.
Yes.
But it took lots and lots of and many years of hard work. It doesn't come overnight. You know,
yes.
People see it now and they say, oh, man, look at that leather jacket, you know, and look at the watch. And I say, guys, it's nice, you know, but it's hard work
exactly.
to get there.
Absolutely.
And you've got to be conscious, you know, when you dress. That's why I watch these people like Taylor Swift and who've got these, you know, and what's her name, Kardashian, that flies around with those fancy jets. Those jets are probably endorsed to them. I don't think they buy those jets because the publicity that they give is worth every cent. But do you know if you make a mistake? For example, the famous teardrops.
Yeah.
That everybody, you know, we were issued with them. Make one mistake now, especially look now with people with cell phones, that'll kill you, because you sign an endorsement. So when you wake up in the morning, got to make sure, hey, my hair better be like this because it's cut by Joe. I better put on the R, make sure that they are right. The right watch, the right shoes, the right jeans or trousers. Make a mistake one day, you know, you're tired, you're in a hurry, you put the wrong jeans on. You know, Khair takes a photo of you and he puts it on Facebook. Boom! Very, very big, very big civil claim against you because you've breached the contract.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, the only thing that you are safe when you in my game. Let's see how you guys are clever. What's the only thing that you will not get into trouble?
Your own name.
Onnebroek.
Oh, Onnebroek, yes.
As long as you don't run around in Onnebroek, you're okay.
Except for if you're puff.
Yeah.
Playing rugby.
Yeah,
and
you're
except
right.
if it's sponsored.
Yeah. So, wonderful. So that's not sponsored. Yeah. So that's the only thing that when I wake up, shower, I know that I can take a
pic. Right, ons gaan dit doen af. Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 95. Voice of Air Shows in South Africa, Brian Immenes, the Brian Immenes, joining us live, all the way from Welkom this morning. And Brian, somebody just said now, it's Christo Eberson. He said, I'm going to just read it off. Hy sê, goeiemôre, ja, so lekker om die stem van Brian, die koon van ISA Lugskou, Brian Immenes, te hoor. Hy is een van die sentrale persone wat ons landse lugvaart en lugvermoëns aanhou ondersteun en help uitbrei. Sterkte Brian, hou so aan, groete Christo Eberson, hierste. Hy sê, ex-lugmag Impala strike leader.
Ja, ja, dat is, kijk, die Lugmag lê baie na aan my hart en dit dat's niks lekkerder as jy nou met daai vegvleeniers, weet nie met al die vleeniers, maar dat's altyd iets spesiaal, jy weet, rondom die vegvleeniers, daai hele Top Gun, jy weet, die bril en die spoedbroek, die hele stoel, dit is net spesiaal.
En, oh, wow.
Dankie Christo, baie dankie.
So, Brian, let's get around to it. I mean, so we've spoken about where it all started. We've spoken about how you compile an issue, how you put it together. But then there was also massive stuff. I mean, you've been around the world, around the globe, presenting air shows. I mean, some of these, I mean, I've watched this, I've read the CV, I showed Sarika this morning, the CV of where you've been. I mean, Oshkosh, Festival of the Air, Senatory of Flights in the UK, Royal International Air Tattoo. I mean, you've worked with aerobatic teams such as the Red Arrows, Russian Knights, the Jet Display Team that we spoke about, the BB earlier. And then also, I mean, 1986 already. I mean, you started in 1984 with your first air show. 1986, boom, the Silver Falcon says, right, Brian, you're going to be the official commentator for us as well.
Yeah, that was very special. It actually started, I was at Bloemfontein at Tempe, and I met the leader, Commandant Dave Knussen, and he liked what I was doing. And he said, listen, you know, you come from a good military background. So we'd like to utilize you as our voice. At those days, the Falcons went everywhere. They had a Dakota or a Herc that would supply, you know, bring the ground guys. And they'd often just stop over here. We do have a runway in Welkom, and they picked me up, and I would fly with the team, and that was special. I did about 80% of their big shows. Remember, they do school shows, and that I didn't do, but I did do all the big air shows.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, Brian. And again, I've got so much respect to you. Let me tell you, when I stood, I'll tell you the story, Sharnika. So I went to the Vonneboom Air Show, And then Brian said, let's have a quick talk. And I'm like, no, no, wait, hold on. I'm not ready for this. I can't stand
6 months of emotional preparation.
At an air show where Brian Eminence is the voice and now he wants to talk to me. I was like, no, no, Brian, we can't do it. Before I could even say no, Brian said, we've got Ruben Almagy. And I was like, okay, now I need to man up. Because, I mean, just to stand next to Brian was an absolute honor. And just to talk to you and just to see you in action was brilliant. But now, the thing is, Brian, now we're getting to the Elders flight. And we've spoken about this and we're going to give some more info on how somebody can be involved and get involved and maybe make someone's day an Elder to go and fly for the first time. But that's a very special event, isn't it?
It is indeed. It's the brainchild of a guy called Felix Goscher. He reminds me of a well-known battery that's got the little bunny that never stops. that's Felix Goscher. Yeah. He's high energy. So what he's done is he's got two events. He's got the Elders and he's got the Children's Flight. The Elders Flight is on the 6th of July at the Mobile Deployment Wing. It used to be SwatCorp. They've changed the name to the Mobile Deployment Wing. And 500 people who've never, ever had the chance to fly will be afforded the opportunity.
I'm sitting here with goosebumps, Brian, because as we actually started talking about this on air, we started getting messages of people. For example, I remember specifically in the week we got a message from a husband that wants to nominate his wife. Obviously, we sent him all the logistics behind it. But just the special moment, I think, of someone being able to get this opportunity. This is such an incredible initiative.
You are so correct, because we all take it for granted. You know, you go to the airport, jump on an airline, fly to Cape Town, Joburg, wherever. If you, like Ruben, who's doing his PPL, or I'm not probably complete already.
Almost.
But, you know, and you're doing well. Proud of you.
Thanks,
Paul. So gets in the area and, you know, can fly. These people have never, ever, the closest they come to an aeroplane is it flying over them.
Yes.
So now they are, it's their day. Everybody's rallied around. All the famous food brands, the Colonel is there, the famous coffees, they're all there. Everybody has just opened their hearts and said, we want to be part. So these people are going to arrive, they're going to get, and they come from impoverished families, they come from historically disadvantaged, the poorest of the poor, of all races. This is open for everybody. They arrive. It's their day. They get treated to lavish food. They get a gift pack that is to die for. A love and practical, a warm blanket and good stuff. You know, stuff that when they leave, they can use. But it's their day. For some of them, I think never in their lives, you know, have they had a tag put around their neck that says VIP. It's my day. I'll do the welcoming, the commentary. We've got a marimba band. We've got pipers. But the second phase, there's two phases to it. The one is now the people that I've just spoken about. The other one is the previous fighter pilots, helicopter, the legends. They're all in their 80s now. And we are going to honor these people. People like General John Church, Honoris Crooks. An icon when it comes to helicopters, a man that risked his life to save a whole group of soldiers that were trapped. He will now be there. He'll be put on a pedestal, and he'll be welcomed. General Winston Thackeray, previous generals of the Chief of the Air Forces, General Zaksim Simang, everybody's there, and they're going to fly. Remember, a lot of the Air Force aircraft, previous air, they weren't stolen. They were sold off, and private pilots owned these aircraft and company guys. And from a Citation jet, right the way through to a Bell Huey helicopter, that'll all be there. Rose. Yeah, Rose. Can you imagine, you know, your name is drawn to go and fly in the Huey? With 16 people, Menno Parsons, and then there's the creme de la creme. There is a fighter pilot from 2 Squadron who flew in Korea in a Mustang, a P-51.
Wow.
And we are going to take that elderly, that's why it's the elders, that elderly veteran, and pick him up, put him in the aircraft, and take him. Can you imagine how he was 19 years old, he was flying a Mustang. He's now about, I think, 98 or something.
Crazy.
He's going to fly again.
Wow.
And then the creme de la creme for the day is, as you know, we have a very, very famous and beloved leader that passed away, an icon in the form of Colonel Jan Breitenbach. And there's a service for him. And 16 aircraft in four different waves will form up and just do a fly past.
Unbelievable.
Where it's in South Africa that shows the love and the kindness. People have brought their aircraft, made them available. Mm-hmm. The best pilots have come forward because you cannot fly in a formation if you don't have special licenses, ratings, and experience. And all this has been cleared and done and is proper. Mm. So, it just shows you that aviation has got a good heart, that the people are kind and caring. Because a lot of people say, the guy owns a biz jet and he couldn't care for the guy next door. Wrong. He can.
Yes.
Because he's bringing his biz jet at his expense from Durban to pick up 8 people and fly them around Pretoria as an act of goodwill. It's the guy in a tiny little aircraft, a two-seater. It's the pilot and that one person. And they will share the love, of flying like an eagle.
Let me tell you, Brian, because we need to wrap up now, but I can still remember the very first time, Klerksdorp, PSC Pelser Lughawe. I remember that exact moment that I popped. I can even remember the registration, November Whiskey Papa. That was the aircraft registration. And we got into that aircraft, and the very first time that we took off, that exact picture I can still replay in my mind up until this very day. And I mean, that was, 2000, I think it was, when we did that. So that very first time that you experienced flight for the very first time, and that's so true. If you've tasted flight for the very first time, you always look upwards. Mm. I can't remember who said that, but that's so true. So, Brian, thank you. We need to wrap up, but thank you so much for joining us, and we're looking forward to it. And Sharnika is just going to wrap up with a call to action as well. But thank you so much for your time this morning. All the best and welcome, but we'll see you at the Elders flight.
Guys, thank you very, very much. You are a brilliant pair. You are good. And it's a pleasure and an honor to be on your show.
Ladies and gentlemen, voice of A shows in South Africa, Brian Nemanis. Thanks, Brian. Cheers.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Okay, so, 5:08.
Ken jy iemand bo die ouderdom van 60, wat nog nooit in 'n helikopter of 'n vliegtuig was nie? So, baie maklik. Jy kan iemand nomineer. Hulle gaan die 6de Julie vir die heel eerste keer die lug kan invaar. Baie maklik, deel jou motivering op sosiale media. Tag @CafeCrim en @TheElders Flight. Nominasie sluit 30 Junie, dis Sondag, so jy het nog hierdie paar dae om te doen. Vir meer inligting, gaan na The Elders Flight op Facebook. Doen dit.
Alright, ons groet jou.
Die Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.